The familiar strains of pomp and circumstance announced the arrival of UAS Ketchikan's class of 2018. Clad in caps and gowns, the graduates walked in a line slowly to their seats, smiling at friends and family members who gathered to celebrate their achievements. UAS Chancellor Rick Caulfield talked about what makes UAS special: its students. And at UAS, he says, the students are not the typical right out of high school kids.
Two-thirds of our students are female. The average age of our student population is 29. So those of you who are in your late 20s or in your 30s, 40s, or 50s, you can feel right at home coming back and getting your education at the University of Alaska Southeast.
Caulfield says UAS is small but feisty. He says this regional branch of the University of Alaska system constantly strives to improve how it delivers a college education. Caulfield gave a shout out to various Ketchikan campus staff members, including faculty member Claire Bennett, who is retiring.
I've thoroughly enjoyed getting to know Claire in my time here at UAS. I'm told that she was recently honored as a woman of distinction by WISH, the Women in Safe Homes, and also that the First City Players established a Claire Bennett Giving Heart Award for her work over the years. So congratulations to Claire, and thank you for your exceptional dedication to our students.
Longtime Ketchikan resident Len Lawrence was honored during the ceremony for his many years promoting the community's tourism industry. His daughter Bev Davies accepted the Meritorious Service Award on his behalf.
He is very proud to have served Ketchikan for 55 years, and he is most honored and delighted to receive this award. He is also very proud of his granddaughter, Isabel Stevens, who is graduating today with us. Thank you so very much. Our family is extremely proud of my dad and proud of this honor, and thank you very much.
Dave Kiefer was the commencement speaker. He's a former borough mayor and currently sits on the Ketchikan City Council. Kiefer has had a winding career path with many side trips. He told the group that life is all about making adjustments. Kiefer adjusted from a not-quite-realized career as a jazz musician to a more successful stint in journalism. He took a few more paths that eventually led to teaching. That, Kiefer says, was not an option when he first started on the road to adulthood.
Teaching was something that I would never, ever, ever, ever do. Let that be another lesson to you. Never say never.
Student speaker was Cassandra Christofferson from Naugatuck Bay on Prince of Wales Island. She earned a bachelor's degree in elementary education and was named this year's outstanding graduate by the School of Education faculty. Christofferson based her comments on a quote from Frederick Douglass: "If there is no struggle, there is no progress." Christofferson says that because of personal challenges, completing college took longer than she thought. She almost let that dream slip away.
But all along, in the back of my mind, I knew that I was meant to be a teacher. I also realized that if I didn't try, I would spend the rest of my life speculating about what could have been.
It was a struggle, she says, but it was worth it. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.